This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in whatever is on your mind. Number 603-283-6160. Are the Hondurans upset about the special economic zone projects that are coming to their area?
They wouldn't be the first ones. I mean, there was this ZA thing going on somewhere recently that got a lot of pushback. And the,
somewhere besides Honduras?
Well, it may have been the Honduras. I don't know. But there was some sort of pushback, and the ZA law got repealed.
That happened in Honduras.
Some sort of, okay.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here in a bit. It's getting some mainstream media attention with The Guardian. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
But we are going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. I do want to say I'm sorry to hear that apparently one of our longtime chatters on the chat server has passed away.
Wow.
Young guy, too. Apparently he drowned. And this is apparently legit. Like, because, you know, a lot of people troll pretty hard on our server. So if somebody claims that there's a death.
What did he know about Hillary Clinton is what I want to know.
I don't know. He lived in, like, Romania or something. But according to Kevin from the Internet, who is one of the admins of the Free State Project Discord, he says the same guy hung out a lot on the Free State Project Discord, and then he was a big fan of Free Talk Live. He did a lot of pretty heavy-duty trolling on our chat server, and I actually didn't even know he was. I didn't even know he listened to the show because all he ever did was
troll
the chat server. But apparently he was a big fan. So I want to say that, you know, I'm sorry to hear about that from his name was Xenia, apparently. I don't know if that was his real name.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And the way we know this is supposedly legit is his mother apparently reached out to Kevin on the Discord server that the Free State Project has. So it seems like it's probably for real. If it's not for real, then we'll stop announcing when people on our chat server pass away. But, anyway, let's go to your phone calls. We got Olivia on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember Xenia. That's kind of depressing to hear. Today's my birthday, so I kind of wanted to celebrate with you guys.
All right, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And more good news, it looks like I'm coming to New Hampshire.
Wow.
So,
congrats.
Yeah, I'm super excited, but also nervous. Like, I really want this to work out, and I really want it to last. Like, I don't want to have to move back in 3 months into grade. So,
yeah, it's no fun to you know, have to tuck your tail between your legs and admit failure. I mean, it has happened to some people who've moved here without a plan and, you know, without any kind of savings or whatever. But that said, some people have moved here by the seat of their pants, and they made it work. So it just all depends on the individual in that case. Have you moved before? Or are you in Arizona? A native who've always lived in the same place?
I've moved all over the southern half of the United States. I've never really been up north, so
okay.
I've done it before, but I always had somebody with me, so mm-hmm. This time it's solo.
All right.
Yep. Well, if you're
it's
coming,
be an adventure.
Yep. If you're coming during the summertime, you'll have time to acquire clothing for the winter, because I suspect you don't have what you need if you live in Arizona.
No, probably not. So any other advice is appreciated, too.
It's been very chilly this summer. Like, usually when I take my dog out at 2 in the morning or whatever, I want to grab a hoodie. It's late July.
Yeah,
it's mid-July.
It was upper 40s a couple of days ago.
At nighttime?
Yeah, it's that's not good for garden productivity.
Yeah, my peas are dead as a result of it.
That's summertime, too.
What do you guys have any advice for a new mover, somebody moving all alone to New Hampshire?
Have a plan. Get a job, have a job waiting for you, or know something.
They say
the jobs are easy to get.
They say it's easier to find a job when you're actually here, or at the very least,
with an address. That's kind of something that you need to have.
Or at the very least, a phone number that starts with 603 to kind of show people that you're really from around here.
Have a little bit of savings.
But I got to say, there's no better time to find a job in New Hampshire than right now as far as, you know, you could literally go down this main street in Keene, New Hampshire, and I don't know if it's every building has a help wanted sign, but it's certainly a lot of them.
I mean, there's a business that I know the people there that's opening next month or whatever, and they're going to need a staff. So
when I first moved, when I first came up to visit, and I basically spent a whole week just driving around looking at all the little towns. And Keene's very pretty. It's got its liberals, but it's a very pretty town and it's close to a lot of things. But no, I lived in my truck for a whole month.
During the summer though, right?
Yeah.
No, I moved here, my first visit was in January, March, May, so it was still cold.
Okay, well, chilly.
That's survivable, though.
The first thing I did was I got a membership at the YMCA.
So I had
shower options, mm-hmm. and I was working out because I had lots of time on my hands too. But a lot of that month was just finding a place that I wanted to move into, not something that it was forced upon me because I was desperate. And of course, I just transferred. I was working at Walmart at the time, so I just transferred Walmarts.
Right, that makes it easy.
And the only problem that I had is I thought I was going to buy a house right off the bat, but I've always been a part-time guy. And banks don't like giving loans to people who have part-time jobs. And I'm like, dude, look at my credit rating and look at my money saved. I had the money. I'm good for it.
They don't care about that, though.
And they're like, no, you got to be full-time. So I immediately switched over to full-time at my job. And the bank gave me a loan like a month later, and I bought a house. So.
Very cool.
But that was in 2012. You're not the last thing in the world you're going to be doing these days unless you're jacked. Is buying a home, and rent has gone up too.
I don't think Olivia's looking into buying a home right now, though.
But I mean, the living in your car, it could be an option until you find something that you really, really like.
As I understand it, I've heard that Olivia has a line on a place to stay. That said, that may not be public information, so I won't say anything more about that. Olivia, anything else you want to ask or share in this case?
I have been applying to jobs. One seemed pretty promising in Marlboro, but I haven't heard back from them. That's the only problem, that you send your resume like they ask, and then you don't hear back from them. And also, I just don't want to have to move back in 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When are you moving up?
August.
Ooh, okay, so very soon.
You're cutting it. Well, how many more months is that?
To what?
To August.
That's July, next month, August. That's 2 weeks.
Holy crap!
2.5 weeks. It's going to be August.
We're summertime, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. That's why your peas are dying, by the way, Aria. Summer.
Yeah.
It's summer.
Yeah, it is. It's officially summer, too, because I've been cutting off my AC and raising up my windows, at night for the last, month and a half or whatever.
Even,
and it's been
I
just
haven't
fine.
Even installed my AC this year.
Right,
it's so
been just
chill.
Fine.
It's so chill.
Last night, the AC came back on.
I want to get back to Olivia's job situation here, because given the desperation that we've heard from so many business owners...
You can just walk into any place in Keene. If it's like restaurant or whatnot, you can just walk in.
I can't believe that you're not getting any kind of contacts back, Olivia, but the old situation with getting a job is the people that... back when it used to be competitive to get a job, now they claim that no one's applying, that it's hard to even find people who want to work. At least that's what I've heard over the last several months. Maybe that situation's starting to change, and I'm not aware of it, right, because I'm not out there looking for it. But
you know what happened? People just retired. We've been talking about this for years. There's the retirement, the baby boomers are retiring.
It's so much simpler than this,
though. And when COVID happened, a lot of these baby boomers that weren't going to retire in this year, but maybe a couple years from now, they just like, screw it. I'm retiring now.
I mean, the explanation for, we have a troll over there in the YouTube chat saying employers never call people back. No, look, you're being ridiculous, right? When you go to try to find a date, you don't ask one girl and they go, that's it. I played my hands. Now I just have to wait on this girl to call me back.
There are no more fish in the sea.
You apply to multiple jobs. One of them will call you back. One of them will hire you. You don't just put in one application and go, boy, I hope they actually call back. That's not the way anything in the real world works. And jobs are no different. Maybe McDonald's looks at your resume and they go, no, this person's not going to work. But, the Vietnamese restaurant or Cummies or whatever looks at it and goes, yeah, this person will be a good fit.
Right, but you got to put it out there on a multitude of occasions. And that said, it never hurts to follow up. I mean, it never hurts to, if there's one in particular that you want more than the others, is to call back after a week or whatever. I don't know what the optimal time frame is. You don't want to be a pest, but at the same time, you want to let them know that the squeaky wheel gets the oil kind of thing, right? Like that you're out there and that you're still interested.
And always send a thank you note after that interview. Always.
Yeah, if you get to the interview, right? She may not have gotten to that point. And I don't know. I mean, Olivia, you call from an Arizona number, and it could be that they're just marking you off the list because you don't live here.
I think you're a telemarketer, maybe.
So that may be an option as well. I wish you the best, and thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And like Aria says, you put it out there enough to enough places that are looking to hire, somebody's going to call you back. I think even if you do have an Arizona number, I think you might get a call back. But if you
I had a Memphis number.
If you can get a cell phone number with 603 area code, might help you a little bit. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Before we get into this Honduras situation, I did find the story about Joe Biden and what he said about one of the things that he has said about black people. Apparently, he also said it about Hispanics. And again, this is in the context of Jill Biden's recent gaffe calling Hispanics or likening them to the variety of breakfast tacos available in San Antonio. I said, you know, if it was just a one-off, it would be a little more excusable. But when you look at what her husband has said about blacks and apparently Hispanics, then it might show a trend. And
this is how elites think about the little people.
The others.
The
yeah.
others.
I really wish in that clip of Hillary Clinton, she had pulled out a slice of watermelon and dumped hot sauce on it and just, like, started eating it. That's the only thing that could have made it better.
You know, she is from the South.
Yeah.
So I'm sure...
No, she's not. Isn't she from New York?
She's from Georgia.
Bill Clinton's from the South. He's from Arkansas.
Ooh. All right. Hold on. I didn't realize that. So, yeah.
I don't know about Hillary.
Yeah. I don't know where she's originally from.
I thought they were cousins.
Okay. I'm glad you started laughing because I was like, Hillary's his wife, dude? I see what you're saying now, though.
So I'm on a website called Remescla, which is a Latin-operated, looks like a pop culture site of some sort. Anyway, this is their report. Yolanda Machado reporting that President Joe Biden gave a town hall as president. This was back in 2021 in February. And then he made a pretty big faux pas, as they point out here. The town hall took place in Milwaukee, and a local doctor asked why, out of all the vaccines administered, only 3% of black people and 5% of Latinos had received the vaccine, despite being two of the community's hardest hit.
Because they know better. They know history.
They know the history of the government using them for experiments, you mean?
Exactly.
Biden's response was two parts. First, after he reminded the doctor of why the black and Latino communities are distrusting of vaccines, being that black people were used as, quote, guinea pigs and other experiments, unquote, for far too long in our history, Biden also addressed the lack of walk-up vaccine centers for marginalized communities who don't have access to cars. He plans on... blah, blah, blah. So he answered that part. But then it says where the next part is where he fumbled. Quote.
All of that's a fumble. The fact is that they don't even need cars to get vaccines. If you just went out into public during the height of the COVID-19 vaccination thing that we went through, you would have been offered a vaccine. The signs were everywhere. CVS, Walmart, everywhere you went.
Multiple setups all over town here.
But here's what he said after that. Quote. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at that particular store.
This is how progressives see minorities. They can't figure out how to use the internet, how to get to the DMT, the DVD, whatever, the driver's place to get their card, to get their driver's license. They look down on these people because they're tone deaf. They're out of touch and they feel like they're above.
Sure.
And by the way, Hillary's from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
But it is worth pointing out again that Jill Biden's reference to tacos was talking to Hispanic people. She was actually not trying to be racist or not. It wasn't racist at all. It's just an inability to read the crowd. Just like you wouldn't speak to, you know, the NAACP or whatever and start talking about how much you love fried chicken. You don't stand in front of a room.
Hillary would.
I know, but you don't.
But I do love fried chicken.
And she didn't become president.
And I like watermelon.
Yeah, me too. I was eating watermelon today.
Yes, but you don't do that, and you don't stand in front of a room of Hispanics and talk about how much you love tacos or whatever. This is no.
Actually, Trump did. What was the whole Taco Bell?
Well, I don't think it would be offensive to say you love eating their, you know, their food.
But
or
you don't
whatever,
focus on that, right? You don't go, man, it's so great to be in front of all of these wonderful people who brought me the gift of tacos.
Yes.
I would.
It was,
but I'm not a, but I'm not an elite.
You're a troll as well, though. So,
but I'm not that, not like the trolls in our troll room.
You can join that troll room over at chat.freetalklive.com. All right, so yeah, these politicians are so disconnected from average people; they don't have any idea what it's like to be a normal person. And you mentioned Hillary in another classic clip of hers, and I don't remember if it was the Trump campaign or when this was, but she was brought into somebody's apartment in New York City or somewhere where they have very small, you know, apartments.
Yeah, they live in cubes.
And the look on her face was just so shocked.
I don't remember this one.
I have not seen it.
Because it was so small, or because it was all...
She couldn't understand that people live like this way, right? And she also is known for never having driven a car in her life.
What?
As well. Yeah, she's that disconnected from what it's like to be a real person. So that's why they have, during campaigns, they have all these campaign events that are designed to try to humanize these people, because they are not like the rest of us at all. They're so privileged and so special.
Going your whole life without driving a car, though, that's beyond your average Hunter Biden or Donald Trump level special.
That's what I've heard. Maybe it's not true, right?
But sure.
That's what I've heard. She's just that disconnected. But she's not alone, right? Like, that's why they put Joe Biden in an ice cream shop or whatever, and he talks about how he has, you know, ice cream with his grandchildren or whatever, because they want to humanize him. They don't want him to be seen as the monster who passed the 1994 crime bill and put a bunch of people just like his son behind bars for the rest of their lives. They don't want people remembering that stuff.
I thought the ice cream was to cool his brain down because it's overheating. It's running full speed ahead at all times.
Meanwhile, they criticized Donald Trump for getting a bunch of McDonald's delivered to the White House. I mean, that's the most normalized thing he could have done.
And that taco bowl he had in the one meme.
I don't know. I don't remember
taco
that
bowl?
One.
He had a taco bowl, and he was displaying it for everyone to see. I don't remember.
Like a Chipotle kind of thing? Like a taco? Like you're eating?
Donald Trump strikes me as the kind of guy who does like McDonald's, though. Like, he seems like he likes his quarter pounders or whatever.
The dude is a germaphobe, though.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know why. If I was that way, I would never buy anything from a fast food restaurant. I would only buy from, you know, established restaurants that I knew
were
clean.
Well, for a germaphobe, it only matters if they see the other person touching it, right?
Yeah, maybe that's the truth.
Phones are open if you want to join in here, 603-283-6160. I'm sure as time goes on, we'll see even more Biden gaffes until they decide to kick him out of office or whatever ends up happening to him. Because, again, we're not even 2 years into this thing at this point. And already so much has happened. Apparently, his approval rating is now scraping Donald Trump's
He's going to be down to Congress level pretty soon. Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics.
Really?
We know when Trump does it that he's like, he is tone deaf, and he doesn't care if it comes off as sounding, dude, that's one of the most racist things I've ever heard a president tweet.
I think he is seriously sincere on
this
one. But
that's not a racist
statement. He's there with a big ass taco bowl, and he's got a big old, S-eating grin on his face.
It's not racist, but it's
only racist if, I mean, maybe under the new definition.
He knew what he was doing, though.
Yeah,
right. That's my point.
New racism is just identifying stereotypes.
Yeah. But real racism is believing that one race is superior to another. And that statement has none of that. I also love tacos. And I prefer
I love taco bowls.
And I prefer them in Mexico. Because it just...
Authentic.
They're cheaper and they're better. Authentico. More coming up here in moments. You can join us, 603-283-6160. But some people want you to move to Honduras. We'll talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is taking its toll on small business confidence. The National Federation of Independent Businesses said its optimism index fell to its lowest level in nearly a decade last month. More than a third of the nation's small business owners called inflation their single biggest problem. Regarding inflation, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says there's only one person to blame for it, congressional Democrats.
This all-Democratic government has already spent America into runaway inflation. And now, they want to tax us into a recession.
Democrats contend the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on supply chains and Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine are primarily to blame for inflation. President Biden set to begin his first trip to the Middle East. USA Radio News. The White House COVID-19 response team is giving the latest information on the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. Medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, disputes claims that Americans are protected against the B4 and B5 Omicron subvariants if they've already been infected with the BA1 subvariant.
If you were infected with BA1, you really don't have a lot of good protection against BA4-5.
United Bodegas of America and other small business associations are calling on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to drop all charges against bodega convenience store worker Jose Alba.
Queremos protección. Queremos protección. Queremos protección. Queremos protección. Queremos protección. Queremos protección.
They met with District Attorney Bragg on Tuesday to discuss their case. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Many features await you there, including the amps program. Joseph Schull is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning Joseph is contributing to amps, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the ideas of freedom onto more great radio stations around the country. If you like what we do here, for $5 a month, you can help us do more of it. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can join our Patreon there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So our co-host Mark Edge has been promoting this Honduran ZA concept. ZA is short for Special Economic Zone or something like that. There's a Spanish version of it, and that's okay. What it's actually short for. But that's what it means, Special Economic Zone. And he's been kind of going around the whole world looking at these different Special Economic Zone projects, many of which are sort of still being in the creation stage. They're in the idea stage, or they're just buying the property stage, or cutting a deal with governments. But basically, the idea behind these things is that some sort of private organization comes to a government that is generally not as like successful or wealthy as the United States, and they say, hey, here's a big plot of land that you have that no one's using. How about we buy that plot of land, and then we build all kinds of businesses and whatever on that plot of land, but you guys don't put your regulations on us that you would normally put on businesses in your country, and we'll give people jobs, because we're going to need to hire people. So we'll give some local people some, yeah, some jobs, and it'll be an economic boom for your economy. And even though there won't be the same taxes, if any taxes, it'll get people work. It'll,
this is what central planners do. They create these incentives for attracting people. We have one here in Keene, the downtown district, which is a special walled-off area where all the money stays in that district and it doesn't go anywhere else.
Well, that's a bit different from, I mean, if you had a status trying to create one of these ZAs, that would certainly be the result, right? But
well,
these ZAs aren't necessarily central planning.
The Hondurans are going to be paying for this. They're going to be special incentives that stay in this one little zone, and how
are the Hondurans paying for this?
The taxpayers.
How?
Through their city. Their city is, they're going to be focusing attention and development.
No, the city's supposedly not involved in this. So the idea is they're going to be buying a plot of land that no one's using. It's kind of out in the woods, so to speak. Or in this case, the one we're going to talk about.
The one I saw was right in the middle. Oh, okay, well, a couple of months ago when Mark was on, I was looking at one of these zones. It was right in the middle of one of these cities, Honduran cities.
I've never heard of that one. Whatever that one is, I don't know what it is.
Call in and tell me what we were talking about.
There was one in Honduras.
I saw it on the Google Maps, and it looked like just a regular...
There's one in Honduras called Morazan.city. I think that's the one you're talking about.
But there's nothing there yet.
No. They've built things. Yeah, there's some people living there. But it's out on the outskirts of a city. It's not like right in the midst of a city. So anyway, the idea, as I understand it, Conan, is they buy a plot of land that no one's using for anything. It's out in the middle of the woods or somewhere that's not immediately in the middle of, you know, a city. It would not require city municipal services. They're going to do their own thing for water, do their own thing for, kind of take care of themselves.
What's this new one called?
The one that I think you're referring to
is
more. The island is called Prospera.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the list of them, and I think the Morazan was in fact the one that I was looking at.
Morazan is the one that's inland. The Prospera is the one on the island.
By the way, I like that name.
It's a great name. I'm already down with that.
And
it's an interesting concept. Unfortunately, my first objection when I first heard Mark getting into this, because he's been promoting these concepts for, you know, half a decade, I think, at this point. My first objection was, how can you trust a government?
That was literally my first response as well. It's like, okay, this is great, but what government has ever kept its word on these sorts of things?
As soon as they start doing well for themselves,
they're going to come in and take it.
They're going to. Someone's going to. Some new government. It might be this one. Might be one 20 years from now. It's like, hey, you know what? Why are we letting these guys get away living high like they are?
Right.
Or as we saw in Florida, they will allow it as long as you sing the song they want you to sing.
Or they will say to themselves, well, they paid us $1 million up front. They probably have $2 million now, and they'll come in and they'll demand more in order to leave you alone. And then you're just paying another form of property tax.
Unless these Zetas have some real good security. And I know
good
that...
Good enough when, to when, keep when, the government out?
When it comes to... When it comes to South America, you better believe it. When I was in Honduras, the ATM, the banks with the ATMs that were doing well, they had dudes out
with shotguns. Yeah,
dudes in plain, not military clothing, not police clothing. These were
private agents
with shotguns. It was Tegucigalpa, Honduras. That was a wild.
What were you doing down there?
It was a military exercise. Two months. Only time I've ever been out of America, but
how long were you? 2 months?
Yeah. It was pretty good learning experience, actually.
So, the thing is, they didn't even give them more than a handful of years before they swooped in and changed the game. The Honduran government gang decided to undo the ZA situation. They undid whatever the law is. Now, it isn't completely undone, but they voted unanimously to undo this thing just a few months ago. We covered it here on Free Talk Live. Mark called in saying, well, it's not over yet because they're going to have to re-vote next year. But it's like, well, if they unanimously voted this year, the odds that they're going to all of a sudden be split in 1 year's time seems pretty slim. But it isn't over yet.
It reminds me of the Croydon thing, actually, which happened here in New Hampshire, where a free stater got, you know, the school board to, like, slash the budget by half or something like that.
He got the people of a town who were attending the town meeting to slash the budget.
And it was all very successful
until they broke the law.
No, never mind that. Everyone else found out what this person was doing, and they said, no, we're not allowing that. And then something like 300-2 was the result when they did the other.
They broke the law and had another vote.
They write the law. It doesn't matter if they break it.
They followed the law, and they called for a special election.
Yeah, they're the ones who wrote the law.
You know what?
It doesn't matter.
That might actually be true.
And it's the same thing here. You know, they got this little Z8 law passed, and they're like, hey, look, guys, we did it. We had our libertarian success story, and people found out about it. And they came out in mass and voted unanimously to undo it.
By the way, the wiki claims the three existing Zetas are grandfathered in for the next 50 years.
We'll see.
We'll see. So Prospera, Morazan, and Orchida.
It sounds like they're going to be fighting it out in court over these things happening. But let's get into the story, because now the mainstream media has gotten wind of this, and they are on the attack.
Of course they are. They don't want people leaving the plantation.
The Guardian.
They're going to start in their new utopia.
And story. I mean, just as a realistic point of view here, if I was a white person trying to do this, I would be worried that the same thing was going to happen to me that the Americans did to the Native Americans, and just not keep their word. They're going to, hey, look, hey, gringo, remember that time you genocided all of the Native Americans and you shoved them off into reservations and then told them you'd leave them alone and did it? Guess what? Now it's our turn to do that to you.
Well, I don't know that they would use that premise. They would just do it.
Sure.
Hey, we like your stuff. We're coming in.
Right.
Here's a story from The Guardian's Jeff Ernst reporting from Crawfish Rock. Straight ahead of Wilford Webster's hilltop home, waves break over the turquoise waters that surround the reefs offshore. Look at this, he said, his arms framing the panorama. Who wouldn't want this? To the left is the community of crayfish. Is it crawfish or crayfish?
I've always heard crawfish.
Okay.
If you're south, it's crawfish.
Yeah, okay. Crawfish Rock. A few hundred people of mostly English-speaking Black Caribbean descent who live in raised woodslat homes on ancestral land. To the right, there's a security booth with cameras, a gate, and a guard. Just beyond that, a prototype residence and the headquarters of a controversial startup city sit amidst a landscape scarred by a bulldozer and deep holes dug for the foundation of the next phase of construction.
Man, initially, I was like, you know, calling this colonization is not helping the matter. But as you read that paragraph, yeah, it sounds exactly like colonizing. You know, you got these native-born people here and this white guy looking around going, who wouldn't want all of this? Well, all of this belongs to the people who are already
I disagree. It's the same difference between Civil War versus Revolution. It depends on who's doing. Governments colonize. Single individuals don't colonize. They go camping.
We got more coming up here. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. This Wilford guy, though, I don't know if he's a white dude. He's apparently against the Prospera thing. We'll find out.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply, while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
I'm guessing you can still get tickets, because we haven't been told otherwise, to the upcoming Freedom Fest. But it starts tomorrow, so if you're not already heading to Vegas, it's probably getting close to being too late to get these tickets online. I don't know for how long the code FTL50 is going to work, but you can try it. See if
I took it off the schedule after today, so after I'm confident it will still work today.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but, you know.
I'm confident, not certain.
Okay. You can try it out, see if it works. If it does work, then you'll get $50 off. If not, well, you show up and get whatever you get as far as at-the-door prices. FreedomFest.com, because a lot of times when you're putting together a big event like this, they cut off the online sales a few days beforehand so they can do things like print the name badges and stuff like that.
Okay.
But Freedom Fest is happening in the Mirage in Las Vegas. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be there speaking about locating Liberty, where I guarantee you he's going to be talking about Honduras.
Yep.
And the special economic zone. So you might want to hit him with your questions if you're going to be attending that event.
Just go troll him. You have my support. Just go troll the guy. He needs it.
Right. He's not on the air with us enough, so he definitely needs it. FreedomFest.com, code FTL50, gets you $50 off, maybe. It might be a little bit too late for that. Freedom Fest is a huge event. There are probably going to be a few thousand folks there, maybe at least 2,000 people tends to be the typical attendance there. So it's one of the biggest events for Liberty out there. The conference theme this year is Turning the Tide. In addition to our very own Mark Edge, you'll be able to see even bigger names like John Cleese, Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Senator Rand Paul, Glenn Beck, Spike Cohen, Justin Amash, and others. You can go to FreedomFest.com to learn more about the event. It kicks off tomorrow, and it goes through the 16th. It's a four-day-long event, so check it out, FreedomFest.com. So we're talking about the Honduras, one of the Honduras projects. This one's on an island called Roatan, and it's a very interesting place. I mean, Mark went there a few years ago to check this thing out. He ultimately, I think, had some sort of a disagreement with the person who was putting this Prospera ZA special economic zone thing together, so he ultimately decided not to join the Prospera project, and then he found this other one on the mainland called Morazan.City, and since then, Mark has kind of, I don't know if he's doing his own thing now.
I think
exactly.
He's doing his own thing now.
I think he is, but it's too late to become a ZA because they're canceling that program, so I'm not sure exactly what the legal status of
unless
whatever
can,
it is.
Unless they can get it unappealed.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, this is still a developing situation, but now the mainstream media is jumping on board, and they are on the attack against Prosper, which is kind of interesting. It's almost like they're kicking them when they're down in this case because, you know, this thing's under threat now at this point with the Honduras government undoing the Special Economic Zone program. They're going to be having to fight this thing out in court, but anyway, the point of this story is to basically badmouth this project and show people on the island who don't like them, and they don't bother to show anybody that likes them. So it's really a slanted piece, but I'll share the rest of it with you here. So we're talking about Crawfish Rock, which is a community of a few hundred people of mostly English-speaking Black Caribbean descent who live in woodflat homes raised on ancestral land there on the island. And that's one of the interesting things about Roatan is it's an English-speaking, primarily English-speaking place. And that's because there's been a lot of expats that have moved there. There's a lot of tourism that goes there.
Like Jamaica then, right?
It's off the coast of Honduras, and so it's not like sort of, it's part of Honduras, but not really.
Okay.
And it's sort of out there, and it's a totally different place.
By the way, crayfish, same thing.
I knew it was the same thing, except so I'm not sure about the pronunciation.
Southerners say crawfish.
Where is it? Who says crayfish?
People from outside of the southern.
Okay.
South.
Well, okay, but people who are wrong say crayfish. Got it.
So they talk about this guy named Wilford Webster, and he's bragging about the beauty of the area. And then they describe that to the right of his property is a security booth and a prototype residence for this project. Perched on an incline where the road splits the countryside as much as the community, Webster's home on the island of Roatan is at the center of a battle over land rights and sovereignty that has galvanized Honduras. It's also symptomatic of a broader phenomenon throughout the region where foreigners, often cryptocurrency enthusiasts, libertarians, or both, have flocked in recent years, supporting controversial projects such as the proposed Bitcoin City in El Salvador, threatening to displace local residents and drawing comparisons to colonialists.
It's crypto gentrification.
It sort of is, but to my knowledge, none of these libertarian or crypto projects have made any effort or any desire or any attempt to displace locals.
I don't think that's what they want to do. No.
They go to places where there aren't locals, where they're going to be left alone.
According to this, there's 100 people in Roatan.
This is, not Roatan's got like 20,000. This is like a village or something. They're called Crawfish Rock.
But they're not trying to displace those people. They're not trying to kick them out.
How many
people are on the island?
20,000.
So how are a couple crypto nuts going to displace that many people?
If you've got enough money? I mean,
I think a lot of them, the supposed plan is to hire the natives.
I suspect it is, yeah. I think it's incorrect to say they want to displace the natives.
But there are obviously going to be people who don't feel good about invaders, right, that are upset about the colonizers. In the same way that the Democrats are mad about the Free Staters here in New Hampshire.
Or anyone who attacks your sacred schools. The left hates when it comes to school choice.
That's the thing.
It's the same kind of argument. You have these people who are trying to take the money from the system and put their kids in church school.
The difference here is this isn't a movement. The Prospera thing isn't a movement to change the system. The Prospera thing seems to be a movement of leaving the system, of getting out from under it. Let the people have their system, basically. The idea of the ZA is, you guys have your system over there, and just leave us alone here on this plot of land, and we'll do good things and hire people. That seems to be the pitch, but of course, some people don't like it. So Webster, the man they're interviewing, says he has a message for the ones who moved in next door. Go home. When the new Honduran government repealed...
Well, see, that's not his property, so he doesn't get to do that.
Well, he can try to make it uncomfortable for them.
It's the same thing with the anti-Free Staters. I'm living on my property. Why do they hate me?
They hate you because you want to change the system. You and the other Free Staters...
By leaving other people alone.
But in order to do that, you have to take control of the halls of power and then repeal government programs. And they feel like if you repeal those government programs, then everything is going to be a disaster.
There goes their safety net.
Yeah. I mean, they literally had signs at the protest this weekend saying that Free Staters want to abolish ambulance service.
No, we don't.
Now, what was amazing is that Keene doesn't even have a public ambulance service.
It's
a private one.
No, it has both.
It has both, and
the private one just got bought by the county. So.
I was aware of that, but before that.
That's been in the works for years and years. They claim there's all these problems.
Yeah, but disregarding that recent history, Keene was proof that you could, in fact, have a private ambulance service.
I think the only reason it sold was because they wanted to retire or something like that. So. Yeah, there's that's the truth, and I'm sure Keene's not the only town that has private ambulance service.
And I don't even want to get rid of your ambulance service. I want to know why, if I go home tonight and I start choking or whatever, and I need to ride to the hospital, why the hell is that ambulance service going to cost me $1,200 to ride, you know, 2.5 miles from my house to the hospital? Because that's what these hospital bills run. No, screw your ambulance service. I will get an Uber, thank you, and it'll cost me $12.
Yeah,
that's the ambulance service I want.
That's not just Keene.
And it'll probably get there faster.
Probably.
That is the medical...
I know, and that's what they're trying to save. They want to save those $1,200 ambulance bills or whatever. I'm like, no, screw that. Get an Uber. Why since you... Allow your people...
You know what the county should do? The county should hire Uber to act as their ambulance guys.
The only issue with that is that, you know, then you don't have the siren and all of that. And really what right. we need to have a little bit of understanding. If someone's flying down the road at 90 miles per hour, they've got their hazards on and everything, you should just assume on a human level that there's probably something urgent going on.
Well, if we actually had a free market in healthcare, then we'd probably have multiple private services, and the price of ambulance service would go down as a result of that.
But, same thing with the fire department. Same thing with the police.
Back to Honduras. So when the new Honduran government repealed a pair of laws in late April that had allowed for the creation of semi-autonomous zones called a ZA. It sent a similar message. But investors in the ZA on Roatan, known as Honduras Prospera, have challenged the move. When investing in Honduras, Honduras Prospera Incorporated relied on specific legal stability guarantees from Honduras's government that the rights and authorities provided by the ZA legal framework would remain in effect as to Prospera for many decades, wrote investors in a statement published in May, adding that they expect, quote, Honduras to respect its commitments under legal stability agreements and international treaties, unquote.
Yeah, I've heard that before. The idea was, they have to hold it or they're going to have to take it before the international court. Okay, you're going to sue the state and get other states to be the judges on this? Good job. Good luck with that.
And I've heard this claim as well, and I understand there's probably some lawyer who says that to these people, but judging by my brief, you know, research into the international court, the only people who can bring cases to the international court are states. And those states have to be members of the international court. And Honduras is one of them, but you can't take Honduras to the international court. Only other states, other nations can take Honduras to the court. So I don't know how they're going to pull this thing off. There's more coming up here, though, on Hour 3.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.